Well, good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in cantorial and a lot of other good Jewish music, and I hope that you're enjoying the program over the weeks. We're in the 71st program for this series, if you will. I've been around since 1977, but not on the internet, and I'm reaching the entire world. Yeah, we have listeners in South Africa, Australia. Just learned that we have listeners in Japan and China, to say the least. Of course, the key countries are the United States, Israel, and Canada, but there are about 30 different countries tuning into this, particularly on the archives. And you might want to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. If you got friends living in a place around the world, let them join in with the fun. Okay, I want to welcome members of the Hazak group. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of doing a comedy presentation. This was at Temple Beth El in Somerset, New Jersey, and it was a fun group, very receptive, very much in the mood to laugh, and it was about an hour and 20 minutes or so, an hour and a half of nonstop. Double your money back, guaranteed laughter. It was really a lot of fun. And some of those of you who were there yesterday, I hope you are listening. And tomorrow, around lunchtime, I'm going to be delivering the same comedy presentation at Congregation Avos Achim B'nai Jacob and David in West Orange. Lunch will be in the sukkah. Oh, wow. Do you have a waterproof sukkah? Oh, no. It's really not good, is it? With all the all this rain, but what can you do? That's you can't control that. But I'm sure we'll figure a way to at least get to the sukkah for some of the meal anyway. So I hope you've been having a good holiday and looking forward to Simchas Torah. And I hope the rain won't be coming down when we're in the streets, because I think it's forbidden to get the Torah wet, I guess. Anyway, on to the music. The first selection we'll be hearing is Safam. Safam, wonderful group from about 20 years ago, and one of my favorites. And this is Betzeis Yisrael, appropriately.
Oh,
The farm, a little different. Was that the Patsy's Israel? Yeah, it started. I got a little nervous there that maybe I had the wrong selection. Okay, we're on to MBD. You know who Mordechai Ben David is. I've announced this in the past that I'm going to be preparing a special of the Werdegger family. David Werdegger, a famous cantor, thank God he's still with us, and hopefully we'll be able to get some commentaries from him, and then his sons, Mordechai, the son of David, Mordechai ben David, and then of course you've got Mendy and Yidel and others, a lot of songs and singers in that wonderful family. So I'm looking forward to a special sometime in the next couple of months. Mendy told me after the holidays. Okay, so let's hear Nigun Rashi with Mordechai Ben David.
שור שירו אלא מתוך שמחו מתוך שמחו ותו לבו אין אדם שור שירו אלא מתוך שמחו מתוך שמחו ותו לבו אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחו אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחו אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחו אין אדם שור שור שירו אין לו אלא אלא מתוך שמחה אידך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחו אידך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחו אידך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחו אידך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחו מתוך שמחה וטוב לבו אין אדם שור ושירו אלא מתוך שמחה מתוך שמחה וטוב לבו אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה אין אדם שור שור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה דך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחה דך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחה דך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחה דך משמע ורשי עשי זינג נלין כמנור ונעידת בשמחה Ma, 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 ma
as ze zingen dan ik kan me nooit weer naar jullie besimcha. Ik dacht maar eens maar verrassen as ze zingen dan ik kan me nooit weer naar jullie besimcha. Ik dacht maar eens maar verrassen as ze zingen dan ik kan me nooit weer naar jullie besimcha.
Mordechai Ben David. Okay, he's very special, isn't he? Isn't he? Okay, so what do we have next? Yossi Azulay with a short one. It's Ose Shalom. Yossi Azulay.
Ose Shalom Bim Roma. Yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol amo Yisrael. Ose shalom bimroma. Yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol amo Yisrael. Al kol amo Yisrael.
Was that a little different? Yossi Azulay. And this next selection is a little different. First of all, if you know the opera Nabucco, yes, Nabucco, it was written by Verdi in 1842. And there's a particular song in there. It's called The March of the Hebrew Slaves. It's also been called The Song of Liberty. It's been done in, the music has been done in many different languages. And what we're going to hear now is the Ramatayim Choir doing The March of the Hebrew Slaves from Nabucco in Hebrew. And when I heard this, I said, I got to get the words to that. We got to have that sung somehow or other here at one of our concerts. It's a tune that haunts me, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with it, and I think you'll enjoy it. But this is probably the first time that you've ever heard it in Hebrew. So let's hear The March of the Hebrew Slaves from the opera Nabucco by Verdi. Thank you. That's beautiful. I love it. By the way, if you are interested, if you go to Google or to not just Google, what's that one? Not Facebook. What's it called? Twitter? Not Twitter. Where you can see the recordings. Whatever. But if you go to Google and you put in Nabucco March of the Hebrew Slaves, there's about 200 different entries where you can see it on the one where you have your bits, where everybody puts it. Oh, Facebook. Is it Facebook, I guess? No. But you can hear the recordings, and you can hear it in so many different languages with some great choruses. And I was discussing with my friend cantor Yossi Malavani that I really enjoyed this particular selection, and he told me that he recently sang it with a chorus of 100 people and a full symphony orchestra. I think it was in Poland, or he was somewhere in Eastern Europe, just within the past few weeks or past couple of months. And I'm hoping to get a recording of that to share with you. Anyway, that was the Ramatayim Choir with March of the Hebrew Slaves. I hope that came out okay. So, I dedicate this to you. This is the Nadel Choir. Yeah, the album was Abe Nadel and Sons with Jeffrey and twin sons Richard and Clifford. And it's Wedding Freilachs. So, just something a little different.
Sie mein Teufel mit Maselchusen Karo.
Hey, Sie mein Teufel!
Mazel Tov. That was Abe Nadel and sons. His three sons, Jeffrey, and the twins, Richard and Clifford. Well, we haven't heard from our good friend Bensian Shanker for a while, and one of my early favorites, along with Carl Bach and Avram Fried and MBD, the big MBD, Mordechai Ben David. Bensian Shanker. Let's hear him first with, of course, Hallel is being said throughout this period. So let's hear Pitchu Li, Bensian Shanker.
Holy, we share it today. We are the one we dare come. The Hashar, we love. It's a dikim yava yava uyde ha uykiani sani vati li li.
Beautiful. Van Zandt Schenker, let's hear another one. This is a classic of his, Betzeis Yisrael. Bensi and Shanker, that was Betzeis Yisrael. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying the program so far. We have our mixture of a lot of different sources. Got a lot of albums to play, that's for sure. This next selection is, let me just figure out where I'm going. Okay, this next selection, the next two actually, are sort of sing-along, if you will. It's the Effie Netzer Choir with Hine Lo Yanum, and then after that, the Yismachu Hashamayim. So if you're in a singing mood, why don't you just join with us? Okay, the Effie Netzer Choir.
הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן ולא ישן, שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן ולא ישן, שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ולא ישן שומר שומר ישראל.
Yeah. אל הארץ ישמחו השמיים ישמחו השמיים ישמחו השמיים ותקל הארץ
עיר המים עיר המים עיר המים הוא אלוהות עיר המים עיר המים עיר המים
Okay, were you joining in? Well, that was the Effie Netzer choir. Well, this was an album from, I guess what, 30, 40 years ago. The album says, The Golden Voice of the Yeshiva Boy. This Yeshiva Boy was born in Montreal in 1949, and it was recorded while he was a student at the Yeshiva First Masifta of Canada. This was sometime in the 60s. Now, it says... He goes under several different names. First of all, it was Harry Klein. Then it was Yehuda Aaron Klein. And today, you know him as Ari Klein. Okay. This is early Ari Klein. This is about 40 years ago or so, 35 or 40 years ago. Shabbos Free. This is Label of Waldman recording. So let's hear Ari Klein. At the time, he was known as Yehuda Aaron or as Harry. In any event, I think you'll enjoy this.
Shabbos free in his shore by the moment break in the stood Hasen tamit un fangen davnen shachris otazoy shoykhina In the Misharim Groysin Kleine Ham Giyam Fed Berino Is Puar Shimechu Malkeinu Minot Gi David Mit Islaves Siz Givazen Bemesoinik Shabbos In Haif Oiv der Gas in Schul Otazoi is gewesen amor In din Schul mi geseire Hat vatrim de wache di gimul is chayre Bei mi Schulz der bei mi Schneider Bei mich mit ihm, beim Beide Sie ist gewesen auf Argenigen Jeder Erbasinder In dich mit seine Kinder Haben alle übergesingen Dem Hasen sniegen Yismach, Yismach, Moshe, B'matnas Chalikoy, Ki Eved Neman, Kerasulay, Ki Eved Neman, Kerasulay, aber hein, steh dir um mit Verjus im Talein. Weil der Jid hat kein Zeit nicht in Schila reingehen. Der Schil, was ist gewinn amul? Gefragt den ganzen Erfolg ist er all. Ist geblieben bloß an all. Bloß die Sorgen kann ich da. Nicht du gehst gerade, nicht du gehst gut. Der Schil ist ledig ein ganz Jahr. Der Schamme sich darin meint. A koyn a levig finter ni ey mula yor bashlis ganz kol mit ar voyne men khazen in der shul dem gresten besten kindler auf der welt bei mit ar zun di magit in sine du keine Sieht, was allemal gegangen in der Schor. Schabes Jonze werden durch in Jor. Gewein, was laia dem Haus zu Euro. Bis immer habe so sein wie Karmika. Und wenn du sieht, was allemal gegangen in der Schor. Schabes Jonze werden durch in Jor. Gewei wat la yo dim hoy su vayro Vesim khube su sain vikot
The Yeshiva Boy, that was Ari Klein, and that was about 1965, I figure. Okay, the next selection is a very interesting one. I think you'll enjoy it. I will enjoy it. Okay, this is from a show 40 years ago. Well, 39 years ago. It was called To Live Another Summer, To Pass Another Winter. And it just so happens that the words are so appropriate to a commentary that I'm going to make right after this. So I have to read the words to you, so because I want to make sure that you hear them. The song was called Sorry We Won It. We're so ashamed we really didn't mean to. Who'd think that such a thing was in the cards? Our blindfolds ready, our throats were washed and clean. You had nothing else to do but bring the swords. But while all of them were sharpening the knives and somebody was very, very still, we grew so scared we jumped up straight and closed our eyes and bang! We just lashed out against our will. We're sorry. We won it. We must have overdone it. We know quite well that the Jew has his place. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please, world, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war. Well, now it's done, and we made some people angry, it's true. That's not so very neighborly, but with all the screaming, those terrible harangues, we heard rumors we'd get pushed into the sea. In history, the Jew is not a winner. We knew this from the Mediterranean. We knew this at the Mediterranean, but faced with all that water there to drink for dinner, we lost our nerve as we were stepping in. Well, now we've learned. And we promise you, quite truly, a promise we hope you would not misuse. If faced with battle from king or sheikh or coolie, we promise we'll do everything to lose. And once again, the world can shed its tears, and cry and pray. We'll make it out somehow. You've been just wonderful to us through all the years. We wouldn't want to spoil your pleasure now. We're sorry we won it. We must have overdone it. We know quite well that the Jew has his place. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Woo! Okay, let's hear this. This is from a Broadway show, To Live Another Summer, To Pass Another Winter, from 1971.
Did you hear? We lost sympathy again.
What? With whom did we lose sympathy this time?
France.
With how many nations did we lose sympathy up till now?
90.
And with how many nations has poor Pakistani refugees gained sympathy?
90 or 95.
And Biafra?
Almost all the world sympathized with Biafra.
Oh, it's horrible. But it looks like it's better to live without sympathy than to be dead with sympathy.
We were so ashamed. We really didn't mean to. Would think that such a thing was in the cards. Our blind was ready. Our throats were washed and clean. You have nothing else to do but bring the swords. But while somebody was shouting the knives, and everyone else was very, very still, we grew so scared. We jumped up straight and closed our eyes. And then we just lashed out against our will. We're sorry we want it. We must have overdone it. We know quite well that H.U. has his place. H.U. who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please, well, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry you won the war.
Well, now it's done. And we made some people angry. It's true that's not so very neighborly. But all our screaming, those terrible herrings, we heard rumors we'd get pushed into the sea.
In history, the Jew is never winner. We knew this at the very end. But faced with all that water had to drink for dinner, we lost our guts as we were stepping in. We're sorry we wore it. We must have overdone it. We know quite well that a Jew has his place. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please wait, excuse us. We're asking for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war. Well, now we've learned, and we promise you quite truly. I promise we know you would not misuse. If faced with battle from king or prince or coolie, we promise we'll do everything to lose. And once again the world can shed its tears, and try and pray we'll make it out somehow. You've been just wonderful to us through all the years. We wouldn't want to spoil your pleasure now. We're sorry we want it. We must have overdone it. We know quite well that you have this place. That you who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please, world, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war. Oh, please, world, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war.
Yes, we're sorry we won the war. That's really what you would think, wouldn't you? So many of these Jews, I don't understand this. Okay, Bob, I hope you're listening. I think you'll find this interesting. Perhaps you have read about the illustrious Theodor Bekele and many other leftist Jews and non-Jews who have signed on to boycott the opening of a cultural center in the city of Ariel, located in Samaria. Samaria, that's otherwise known as part of the West Bank. By the way, this is a city. This is not, there's no tents. There's a university there. There are 16 or 17,000 people, and it's a thriving city. Mr. Bekele and his cohorts, notorious lefties, including Ed Asna, Tony Kushner, Mandy Patinkin, Stephen Sondheim, Harold Prince, and Roseanne Barr, among others, I wonder who they support in this country. And then non-Jews such as Vanessa Redgrave. We know about Vanessa, don't we? And Kathleen Chalfant and Cynthia Nixon. I don't understand them. All of these wonderful people join the worldwide delegitimization of Israel, aiding the enemies of the Jewish state. I quote Mr. Bekele from a front page article of the Forward of September 17th. Quote, "The single most obvious obstacle to peace are the settlements. Oh, those settlements. Mr. Bekel, from 1948 to 1967, the Arabs had complete control of the so-called West Bank, Judea and Samaria, and half of Jerusalem, including the Old City, where no Jew was allowed to enter or pray for the 19 years that they held control. Of course, history means nothing to you and your lefty friends. During this time, there wasn't a single so-called settlement in those areas. Yet Israel was attacked time and again with wars aimed at its total destruction. Mr. Bekel, in case you have forgotten, or perhaps maybe you never knew this, but the PLO was formed in 1963 when the Arabs had control of Judea and Samaria, which is sometimes called the West Bank, and they had control of half of Jerusalem, and there wasn't a single so-called settlement. The PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization. What were they going to liberate? What were they going to liberate? They had Judea, Samaria, half of Jerusalem, and they had the Golan. I lived in Israel in 1964. I remember going to Jerusalem and standing by a fence looking at the old city with barbed wire there, and I was warned not to get too close because the Jordanian soldiers would shoot at you if you got too close. Of course, a lot of people don't even remember. They never, if you ask them, they would think you're crazy. You mean the Jews didn't have control of the holy area, the Kotel and so forth all these years? No, it was in 1967. The PLO was formed, the Palestine Liberation Organization, while they had the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. So what were they going to liberate? Is it so difficult to recognize and admit the fact of history? Their goal always was and still is the destruction of the Jewish state. What a mistake it is to state such a horrific, outright, anti-Jewish, pro-Arab, pro-Muslim lie that the single most obvious obstacle to peace is the settlements. By the way, I doubt that you've ever been there, because if you were there, you'd see how beautiful and magnificent they are. And these are not, to call them settlements is such a misnomer. The single most obvious obstacle to peace is the fact that the Arab Muslims hate Jews and refuse to recognize that Israel is the home of the Jewish people. And by the way, Mr. Bekel and all your lefty friends, these same Muslims hate America and the free world. It includes you, Mr. Bekel, and your friends and me. And don't think that you and your friends will be spared in the jihad against us infidels. We will all go down together. Just like when Hitler said that if you had one-tenth of Jewish blood in your blood, you were still a Jew. He didn't differentiate. And they're not going to differentiate with you lefties either. We'll all go down together. I close by announcing that I am boycotting you, Mr. Bekel, and all your cohorts. I will never play any of your music or attend or view any of the plays or other artistic functions of Ed Asner, without lefty, and Tony Kushner, Mandy Patinkin, Stephen Sondheim, Harold Prince, all the others. And my dear listeners, if you agree with me, I encourage you to join me in boycotting them. Let them know that they're just not going to get off with a free pass just because they think that they can just ride roughshod over the Jewish people. It's interesting. A few years back, there was a play with Mandy Patinkin, a Yiddish something or other. I wouldn't spend if you gave me free tickets, I wouldn't go to hear him. And just as an aside, about 25 years ago, Herschel Bernardi was appearing in Texas in in the role of Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, and it was playing on Yom Kippur. And when he was asked, how can you do this? He said, the theater is my temple. And from that time on, I used to play a lot of Yiddish and so forth, and I played his recordings prior to that. But after that, you would never hear Herschel Bernardi on my program. And you're not going to hear Theodore Bekel or Mandy Patinkin or any of these lefties. I'm boycotting you, and you think you're so wise in boycotting Israel. It ain't going to help you, by the way. Israel is going to survive, and is really going to win out, despite all you guys. Okay, this is the end of the first hour, and I guess we're going to be ready to go to the second hour.
She won't be